After playing 13 innings on Friday night, the Jays and the Angels back at it Saturday. Bottom of the first, Toronto ready with a 1-0 lead, but CJ Cron is first and second facing Casey Lawrence.
Here's the pitch. Here's a ground ball. It's through into center field. Trout will be waved home. He'll score. Cron delivers.
And that is hammered out toward left center field. Going back on it is Pierce at the wall. Gone! Grand slam for Andrew Fitzsimmons. The first for the Angels this season. 5-1 Halos.
And Simba with his second career grand slam.
Pilar shoots it out to deep left. Maven's going to watch this one go. A two-run home run for Kevin Pilar, and it's a 5-3 Angels lead.
First one was in there on Batista in the next pitch, and he lifts one in the air. It's hit well into right center field. Trout and Calhoun chasing. Calhoun dives, and Cole Calhoun out there in right center makes a diving catch on that one. Robs him of extra bases. How do you do, Cole Calhoun?
Just might have come to life here tonight. That's toward the middle. Simmons gloves it. Flips it to Espinosa. There it is, a two ball. Two down.
The home runs and all that is fun to watch, but defensive plays, and Cole Calhoun has to give him a little standing. Oh, with a clap of the glove, but Simmons, that baseball was by him.
The Angels end a three-game losing streak with a 5-4 victory over the Blue Jays. Mike Trout with a pair of doubles, giving him 13 extra base hits already on the season. The grand slam hit by Andrelton Simmons in the third was the second of his career. A day after losing in 13 innings to the Blue Jays 8-7, the Angels hang on and win on Saturday by a run, 5-4 over Toronto. Here's manager Mike Scioscia.
Getting a chance to get his feet on the ground, get into the season. Sometimes, you know, you need a little time. I think his pitches and his ability to repeat them and be more consistent with them has improved, really, with every outing from start to finish. He put it all together tonight. You know, it's a strong seven innings, and it's good. We needed it for sure. Well, where we said we cracked the door open for them last night, we slammed it shut tonight with great defense. Four double plays. You know, Colin, right center, unbelievable play. Eske was solid at third base. And, you know, we made the plays. Juan called a great game back there. So on the defensive side, we did a good job tonight. And, you know, Andrelton was right in the middle of it all. You know, some of the things that plagued him in spring training appeared, but he had better life on his fastball, missed some spots, and, you know, hung a little cutter to Pilar. And then the fastball to, you know, Justin Smoke was right there for him. So in between, he got some important outs for us, but, you know, missed his spots with some fastballs. Well, we're, you know, going to give Jesse another day since he pitched in the bullpen. He will start on Monday. But we, you know, we're getting a little thin now, and Daniel is going to get the ball and get an opportunity, and hopefully he'll get his chance to win. He's one of them. We need to build depth in that back end, and you know, we talk about Jose Alvarez, we can talk about Bud Norris. They're going to be important to us until we can get, you know, Cam back and Andrew Bailey. You know, we have to build some back end bullpen depth. And we're confident in where we'll be once we get everybody out there, back out there. But right now, obviously, we're going to have to mix and match, and some guys are going to get an opportunity, and Bud got it done tonight. I think we had a good night in a lot of different areas. You want that defense to be there every night, and you know, it was there for us tonight. We got five runs, but we hit the ball really well all night and could end up getting, you know, 9 or 10 runs. Those guys made some incredible plays themselves on the defensive side to stay in the game. So we got ourselves in a position. Andrelton got the big hit, you know, we held on. But, you know, you have to keep beating that drum, and hopefully we'll carry reignite with some momentum tomorrow and get us going in a positive direction.
Game 3 of the series Sunday has Marcus Stroman starting for Toronto against Daniel Wright of the Angels.